Hey everyone, welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 82. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And because I haven't had a chance to say it yet, Happy New Year, everyone. I know it's a little late in coming with this episode, but since I haven't had a chance to say it, just wanted to wish everybody Happy New Year. And thanks again for tuning into this podcast week after week and listening to me ramble about some technology ideas that I have had. If you notice, there hasn't been a podcast in the last few weeks. Part of that was I'm going to talk about in today's show. And I just want to tell you, right after Christmas, my wife and I decided to get in a car and go on a road trip. The reason why we did that, we hadn't gone on a vacation in a really long time. And the temperatures where I live were registering somewhere around negative 14, and it was going to be like that for almost 2 weeks. So what we decided to do is head south. We got in the car, we packed the car up, had no idea where we were going, and we just headed south and south and south without a destination in mind. And ultimately, we ended up in Ocean City, Maryland, which if you've never been there, it's sort of a coastal island, I guess you would call it, and you cross a bridge and you get into the main city of Ocean City. And never had been there before. It's a really crazy busy sewer tourist attraction in the summertime, I guess. But because it's winter, the place was basically dead and nobody was there. So we had the whole place to ourselves. We stayed in a hotel right on the ocean for really, really inexpensive rates. Normally, the hotels there range from $300 to $400 a night. We got them for less than $100 on the off season. Stayed there for a couple of nights, then traveled into Pennsylvania and visited a good friend of mine who we haven't seen in a really long time. And really enjoyed stopping in to talk with him on the way back through, heading north. It was kind of a fun trip, and we were gone for most of the week after Christmas. And then I was very excited to get back into school, get things up and running for my spring concert session with my students here at the school, and get back up and recording podcasts again. A lot started happening with the technology club that I started here at my school. And we basically have built an educational technology center in our school district. And just before Christmas break, someone had given me an HP all-in-one touchscreen desktop computer that's probably, I don't know, 10 years old, Core 2 Duo, not a whole lot for RAM. And I was really interested in bringing that into school because here's what I did is in this technology center that we're building. So far, the school district has been absolutely supportive with this project. And not only the administration, but our tech department, our IT department, has really been helping us out. And so this HP all-in-one, I brought into school. I didn't connect it to the network, but what I did do is I installed SkyWave Linux on it. And a while back, I had experimented with an RTL SDR dongle for scanning radio waves. And because we're putting in a radio station here at this school, which we just got our vanity call sign for, named after the school district that I work in. I wanted to show students what was out there and the things that we don't see every day as far as radio traffic. Basically, right now with SkyWave Linux installed, I have the dongle plugged in and connected to a small FM antenna. And with that, basically just picking up radio stations at the moment. But I did show some of the students the crazy things that you can pick up with radio frequencies, such as your key fob to your car. If you know the right frequency, which I believe for the U.S. is around 315 megahertz, and maybe European, I think, is 415. But you can actually see the radio signal being picked up by the antenna. So I was sort of got the students' interest peaked when I showed them some of the things that you can do with this. So it's very cool to finally put a use with SkyWave Linux, which I've talked about before on this show, in an educational setting. And that dongle, the more that we build this program, the more that we'll be able to use SkyWave Linux with our other radio station equipment that should be coming in soon from our local radio club. So not only were we're building the radio station, we're basically just getting this educational technology center up and running. I asked for a few desktop computers, one to run Windows, and one eventually we're going to run Linux on. And we're actually going to connect an IRLP node so that students can talk over the internet using radio. And our local amateur radio club is going to put in a micro repeater system as well for us. So we're getting some really cool high-tech stuff. And when I asked for these computers, I was expecting to get a computer like everybody else has in the school, which we're using Windows 7 currently. The IT department, though, they I think they're getting excited for me, and they're trying to help out in any way that they can. And so what they actually did is they actually installed Windows 10 on these computers, and they're allowing, sort of as a perk for being a part of this technology club, they're allowing students to use the most recent version of Windows and letting them experiment with it, which I think is kind of cool. So we got two Windows 10 desktops in there. We also have a couple of Chromebooks that we're letting students use. I brought in a Raspberry Pi at the moment to get students interested in programming and getting them to use a little bit of Linux at the moment. Next year, what I'd love to do is get three Raspberry Pis for this room and bring in our computer science class and have them actually start programming on the Raspberry Pis. Another thing I did is the room is actually a small kind of 10 by 10 cube, and it's painted white on the walls. So it was actually really handy. I had an old projector that I used before our school got smart boards. It's still actually a really nice projector. And I hooked up the projector systems and displayed it on the wall. And I actually brought in the Remix Mini, and I connected it to this projector. And I'm going to let the students experiment with it, just kind of as an example of sort of one of the first, not the first, but one of the first implementations of Android in a desktop type format. Now, I know the Remixes have been discontinued. So what I'm going to ask is, if anybody out there has an idea of what to do with an old Remix Mini, whether it's still running Android, I'm a little concerned about connecting it to a network, you know, not getting any updates of any kind. But if anybody out there has flashed Linux to the Remix Mini or done some crazy work with Remix Mini, let me know. I would love to get my students building and experimenting. So all of this stuff that we built with this educational technology center was with equipment that was already here at the school, other than the radio station equipment that's coming soon. So it didn't cost our district anything to put this together. We scrounged parts and pieces. I even went to the loading dock and found an old TV that was out by the loading dock. And I brought the TV down, and I'm going to let the students tear it apart to see what's inside. And if it's fixable, you know, we have a TV. If not, they had the experience of tearing apart a TV and seeing some of the electrical components on the inside. And hopefully they learned something from it. So I sort of have this rough master plan of what I want to do with that. And I sort of asked, you know, for next year's school budget, could we budget for a few things, and like tools for repair, screen wipes, and then dreaming big, I went up to even, you know, could we get an iMac in this classroom for next year, or an Apple TV to hook up to the projector system? And I even went as far as requesting like a System 76 laptop so we could have a Linux station, a Mac station, and Windows stations, Raspberry Pis. You know, we've got a radio station in here. And the idea that I would love to see is, this room is picking up use, is for students to come in and experiment and try things and learn things. For Windows computers, we want to put up Echo Link on these computers. We want to, for the Macs, maybe use it for graphics design or video editing. System 76, I want them to be able to install Linux and try out distros. Raspberry Pis for programming, and you know the HP all-in-one for software-defined radio experimentation, and a place to experiment and not be afraid to break things. And with that, right next door to this room is my office, so I can go in and out and monitor the students. But I recently found an application that some of you may be aware of, but if not, I just want to bring it to your attention. As far as screen monitoring goes, I found a great program called Veyon, V-E-Y-E-O-N, I believe, Veyon.io. Actually, I'm going to correct myself. It's V-E-Y-O-N.io. Veyon is a screen monitoring software that is open source and free. Allows you to monitor and remote control all of computers. So if you're looking for something, a solution where you can remotely monitor computers, I think Veyon is going to be my to-go-to piece of software. Now, we haven't actually installed Veyon yet, and I probably will talk about it in the future episodes here, but it's basically an italc replacement. It replaces the legacy italc installs. It's completely rewritten, much easier to install. I actually reached out to a couple of IT guys that I know. They're using it at a couple of different school districts. They have had a lot of success with it. So you can remotely shut down, restart, talk to students as they're using their computers. For Chromebooks, we're using GoGuardian, which works fairly well. There's a few things that I wish you could do with that. But seeing how we're using Windows and Linux right now, Veyon will be a much better solution. I actually emailed info@veyon.io and asked about Mac support, and from what I heard back is later on this year, hopefully with some volunteer work, they're actually hoping to release a Mac version as well, and that would be a complete all-in-one solution for us in our ed tech center. With that, I mentioned I don't want to talk too much more about the center itself, but I also reached out to the ARRL, which is the American Radio Relay League, and asking for promotional materials. And they sent me a large box of promotional materials to help the students learn how to use radio equipment. So I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to them for sending that. That's I believe it's their website's arrl.org. And you can get lots of information on that website on basically any radio topic whatsoever. If you are familiar with amateur radio, then you're probably familiar with the ARRL. All right, so that's what I've been working on last week at school, and that's why I wasn't able to get an episode out last week. There were so many moving parts. And then on top of that, we've just had terrible, miserable weather. We tried to escape the bitter cold by going south, and it was like a heat wave in Ocean City. It was about 26 degrees in Ocean City, which was almost 40 degrees warmer than it was when we left. So we came back. It was still bitter cold, but not nearly as bad. And, but the snow has just been, every day that we have returned back to school since, vacation, my hour drive into work has been hour and a half plus, and, the snow just has been, not terrible, but the roads have just been a mess because it's so freezing cold, and it either rains or it snows and, just makes the roads miserable. This past weekend we had, with the wind chill factor, it was upwards of negative 45 degrees on Thursday and Friday and Saturday of last week. And so we weren't certain if we were even going to have school. So the weather, on top of being a really busy week, is why there wasn't an episode last week. A few more things I want to talk about in this show before I let you go. A while back, I did an episode on Nextcloud, and I installed Nextcloud Pi on a Raspberry Pi 2. I was pretty impressed with its performance, knowing the limitations of the Raspberry Pi, and mentioned in that episode it being a little slow, ran into some complications along the way, but it was usable. And getting fairly more comfortable, I've been using Nextcloud, and I've been getting more and more, I've been building my trust with Nextcloud, let's say. I was fairly unsure of what I was getting myself into when I installed it. I was afraid to put important documents on it. I'm getting to the point now where I'm becoming more and more faithful with its performance. And at Christmas, my wife was nice enough to buy me a Raspberry Pi 3. And I wasn't sure if I was going to need to reinstall Nextcloud on the Pi 3. So I went out to the Nextcloud forums and I put in a request and just asking, you know, is it worth Nextcloud bumping up to Raspberry 3, or should I use my Raspberry Pi 3 for something else? And the general consensus was yes, the Pi 3 is the way to go for Nextcloud. And luckily enough, it's very easy to migrate. You just pull the SD card of the Raspberry Pi 2, plug it into the Raspberry Pi 3, and flawlessly it was back up and running. I didn't even need to reconfigure my static IP address that I have set up. It was all there. And I can tell you the difference from the Pi 2 to the Pi 3 is incredible. Nextcloud is not only faster, uploads are great, downloads are faster, loading times are much, much, much better. And if you recall from previous episodes that I had an issue with caching, and when I found Nextcloud Pi, that caching issue went away. But later on with upgrades, I think it had to do with PHP 7.0, that caching problem came back. That still hasn't been resolved, but with the performance of the Pi 3, that caching issue is no longer really an issue for me at the time for what I use it for. So any of those out there using OwnCloud or Nextcloud on a Raspberry Pi 2, definitely think about Pi 3 because the performance is much more improved for what you're getting out of the Raspberry Pi. So definitely suggest that for you all. Another thing that I've been working on, the last episode I mentioned that mrptechreviews.com has had a revamp. That website is now up and running. Everything is up there that I want to have up there. And from time to time, I add short little blogs or articles or that type of thing. And that's the best way to support this podcast if you'd like to. There's links to Patreon. There's links to Podnuts. There's a donate button, even an Amazon affiliate. So if you don't want to actually fork out cash and donate to the show, you can just use the Amazon affiliate link whenever you have to go on Amazon. And a portion of that comes back to me. I'm not expecting to make a whole lot out of doing that, but I would appreciate if you happen to think about it, just using some of those links. And as always, you know, thanks to Podnuts for letting me produce this show, letting me come up with the topics and get this show out weekly to an audience that continues to grow week after week. I'm just looking forward to 2018 and seeing what I can really do with this show. I've got some great ideas and really just super focused on trying my best to get a show out every week. Sometimes it happens, sometimes crazy things happen in life where I can't get an episode out, but it's fun to get on here and talk about technology topics. And hopefully, in this episode, I've sort of passed out a whole wide range of different things from Veyon to Skywave Linux to radio station call signs to Raspberry Pis and you know, that's sort of the way things happen with me is I get in and I'm brushing up into all sorts of different topics and getting students involved with technology topics. And to give you an example, right now my students are working on website design, and I'm not sure anybody else in this school has talked about web design with the students. So we sort of put together a contest for best website. Because Wix is free, I had them using a Wix site. And it's just really incredible to see what they come up with. They're really fresh ideas. And you know, I sort of talk about those ideas from time to time. And if you've got show topics, you can send them to me. Just go to mrptechreviews.com and hit the contact form. You can also, you know, email me at mrptechreviews@gmail.com. That's the way to get hold of me. I am pretty good about getting back, I think, as quickly as I possibly can. And so thanks for watching or thanks for listening and thanks for continuing to support this podcast and all the other podcasts on Podnuts Network. If you have any show recommendations, send them on to me. Ideas, topics, feedback is always great because it encourages me to keep going, that people actually find what I talk about useful. It's not an ego thing. I don't need to hear feedback, but it's always nice to hear people's ideas and recommendations. Believe me, I take every email seriously, and I try to help as much as I learn at the same time. So thank you all, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next time.